Good morning, Debbie.
Morning.
Yes, Debbie, that's a better line now. I thought I wasn't going to hear you properly there. Debbie, you have a very interesting and moving story to tell us.
I do indeed. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity this morning.
Yeah, Debbie, can I just interrupt you a second? Are you holding your phone in the conventional way, or are you talking into hands-free?
Hands-free, just. Yeah.
But are you driving?
No. I'm sitting at the table, just my best friend with me, and she's going to help me if I get stuck.
Oh, all right. But you'll be able to hand the phone over to your best friend. Just put it the way it would normally be, because it's whistling here on the radio. When it's hands free, it's very difficult for us to actually hear you. And I'll make sure you don't get stuck.
Okay.
Okay. I think that's clearer now. Just tell me your story.
And at the start of 2013, my 12-year-old son, Scott, had lost 7.5 stone. He was constantly complaining of pain. He wouldn't eat. He was very, very ill. Had him back and forth to the doctors. The doctors had said there was nothing wrong, and this went on for about 5 months. The doctor signed us off, and I said, no, I wanted him referred to paediatrics at the Royal. He was referred to paediatrics, and on Christmas Eve, the week before Christmas, they discovered that he has a tumour in his groin. They did an MRI scan with contrast. They took the tumour away, sent it to pathology, called us up on Christmas Eve 13 to tell us that Scott has acute lymphoblastic leukaemia, and he needs immediate chemotherapy or he will die.
It's okay. I can understand you finding it difficult to relive a memory like that. He's been through so much. And what is the situation at the moment, Debbie?
At the minute, he is due to finish his chemotherapy on the 15th of April. In October 14, nearly a year after he was first diagnosed, he went into liver failure. They did a biopsy, and it was discovered that he has a very rare form of chronic liver disease. So rare, there's no name for it, and there's no way of treating it, that his liver will eventually give up, and he will need a transplant at some stage. He did lose his hair, but we've had a lot of support from different people. He met Man United and everyone. He's due to finish his chemotherapy on the 15th of April, which is a huge milestone. He's come through so much. And once he is over the chemotherapy and in effect in the remission, they would like to look at his liver, at how they're going to go forward. It'll be trips back and forward to Birmingham, and they will do a certain amount of it in the city hospital here. So we decided, I want to celebrate Scott's life, that he's come through so much, and we decided we wanted to have a party for him. His 16th birthday is coming up, and it's a huge thing because he survived it. He's got to this stage. So we've arranged a huge event for him on Saturday the 17th of June, a fundraising event, because he will eventually need a transplant in Birmingham, and there'll be a lot of travelling back and forward. We're holding this huge event for him in the Swift complex in Carrickfergus. They have been absolutely fantastic. They have given us the whole complex for that Saturday for as long as we want it. They're providing a little bar for the children with cocktails, just to make it a big event. And we're hoping to have about 500 people at that event to support Scott.
What's going to happen? You're going to have it's like a fun party atmosphere, but will there be bands playing? What's going to be happening?
Yeah, there'll be quite a lot of bands on the day, and there'll also be a disco as well, a raffle, just quite a lot of things just to celebrate Scott. We are hoping, if it's going to go on throughout the day, to hire bouncy castles for Carrickfergus Car Park. We're going to speak to the council about that so that all the children that are going to be there will have something to do, you know, other than dancing and singing and stuff. But we're really, this is an amazing platform, and I thought you'd be the best person, you know, to get it out there for us if possible.
Debbie, it's a pleasure. It is on the 17th, is this right? Saturday the 17th of June. It's at the complex, which is called, is it called the Swift Complex?
It is indeed, the
Swift
Complex.
The Swift Complex in Carrickfergus. And I presume your fundraising's ongoing to put on a birthday and a half for this young man who's been through so much over the last three years. And I'm sure there are things he would like to do and targets that he would like to meet. And one of them is raising money for the treatment that he needs and the travel that he needs as well. And I admire you as a mum for trying to do it while encouraging people to have fun. And that's part of the game as well, isn't it?
Yeah. We're just really trying to raise awareness. I know there's a lot of parents, sort of from being up at the Royal every week, there's a lot of parents going through the same thing. And I would just advise parents to try and hold on to every bit of strength that you have and to try and have faith. And that's the best thing that will help your child through this. I think without my faith, I would not be here today. I wouldn't have got through it. And without the support of my best friend Caroline and just really the public, they've been amazing, you know, these past 3.5 years.
When you say faith, what sort of faith are you talking about?
Well, I lost my faith in God, obviously, when this happened. So really right now, I don't pray, I don't have faith in him at all, but I do have, Caroline just said, she has the faith for me, she prays for me and prays for Scott. She's really my rock. When I can't talk to God, I talk to Caroline and she talks to him.
Hey, that's a good system. I like that.
Even in the middle of the night, you know, if I need to talk to him and I won't, I'll phone Caroline and she'll do it for me. So, I think just really my faith in the people, my faith in the public, they've been absolutely fantastic and they've kept me strong this whole way. And I think Scott, whilst he's very shy, he really appreciates it too. And he thanks everyone for their support so far. We just, fingers crossed, everything will go okay on the 17th of June and he'll have the party of his life.
Totally. So, and did you lose faith in God because of the illness that Scott's going through?
I did. I couldn't believe it. You know, whilst there's paedophiles and all sorts out there and, you know, nothing ever seems to happen to the bad people in the world, but the good, God-fearing people are stuck down with all sorts of illness and disaster, and I really do believe if there was a God, this wouldn't happen. I mean, it's not a man-made illness, you know, and I don't know what else to say.
No, listen, Debbie, I'm not going to challenge you on that at all. I have not walked in your shoes. I'm certainly not going to challenge you on how you feel. I'm really impressed by your friend. Is that the lady who's with you?
Yes, Caroline Smith.
Yeah, let me speak to Caroline a second. Let me have a yarn with Caroline, because I know Caroline was going to be part of like the party conversation if indeed the line had been properly open. Caroline, good morning.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm impressed by Debbie as a mum. She wants young Scott to have a birthday to remember when he's 16 in June, and it's a fundraiser as well. It's a great idea, and I'll give it another mention closer to the time. You seem to play an important part in all of this.
I do. It's a privilege actually to be in Debbie's life and to be part of our family and Scott and to be involved. You know, she's a wee darling. Very, very strong girl. She comes across as being, you know, she's upset today. You know, it's been a long, long road. She's been through a lot, and so has Scott and the rest of the family, you know, but she's a very strong lady, and I admire her.
You still have a faith, as in a faith with a capital F?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's understandable, Debbie, not having one, and I'm sure there are lots of parents who see a nil child and who wonder, you know, where is God in this?
Yeah, that's true. You know, I'm sure there's many out there like her, but, you know, it depends on the individual. And I think really given time, you know, time and maybe see a few results, things may change. You know, our heart's open. You know, it's a difficult, very, very difficult. We all don't know how we would react if we were put in Debbie's shoes, you know.
There is no doubt. There is no doubt. And that's she should certainly not be challenged on this programme about faith.
No.
You're helping her to walk in the shoes. I have never experienced it. And thankfully, I've never experienced it. Catherine, it's Catherine, isn't it?
Caroline.
Yeah. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank Debbie as well. And closer to the time, remind us of the date. We'll give it another shout for you.
That is absolutely brilliant, Frank. We have such a platform. I listen to you every day. You're always on there in the background. And, you know, some of the topics you talk about are really quite funny and some are very serious. And we really do appreciate you taking this as very serious matter, you know, and really do appreciate you taking that on board and giving us a platform here today.
It's not a bother. And closer to the time when people are really making up their minds about doing something on that weekend, we'll give it
absolutely.
Another shout. Get in touch with us. All right.
Brilliant, Frank. Thank you. Thanks very much indeed.
Caroline, thank you. Regards
thank
to
you.
Debbie and, of course, to Scott as well. A young lad going through a lot over the last 3 years. And it'd be great to see him having a birthday to remember come June of this year. And what a lovely mum he has. Just as a special mum, as a mum who's living for her lad.